It's Penguin and Ulverston at Girdleston Park, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. This should be a beauty.
It should be, Lee. Penguin, after a disappointing 4-point loss to La Trobe in last week's second semi, well, they clashed with their arch rivals, the Ulverston Robins, in the preliminary final at Girdleston Park. Penguin have included midfielder James King to replace Ben Hardy, whose season is over after dislocating his arm last week, while Ulverston have returned small forward Bentley Johnson, who replaces regular defender Ryan Wing, who has been omitted. Both teams can boast a wealth of experience. Penguin have players of the calibre of Jack Templeton, Chris McDonald, Zach Myercheck, Damon and Matthew Smith and Todd Munro, all of whom have played at TSL level, while the Robins have equal class in Tim Mee, Jacob Wiggers, Luke Dyson, Jeremy Soden, Brandon Howard and Trav Davies. Ulverston will be hoping, I guess, that Dyson and Clay Sculthorpe will give them an edge in the ruck, but will find Jason Radford and Jake Ray-McCann formidable opponents. The centre square clearances will be vital to the fortunes of both teams, Lee. Penguin have defeated the Robins in the past two encounters, including the qualifying final, and providing they can get over the disappointment of last week's loss in the last minute of play, I'll tip the two Blues to sneak home by the narrowest of margins.
Okay, so in the penultimate game, the winner goes on and plays La Trobe in the big dance next week. You think Penguin can overcome Ulverston? It's interesting, actually, the last four games, these two sides have played one another. It's 2-2, but as you pointed out, Penguin have had the spoils in recent times.
They have, and every time these two meet, it's a fantastic game. So I'd urge everyone that loves football to get to Girdleston Park tomorrow.
No AFL to worry about this weekend. Perfect opportunity to head to Girdleston Park from 2 o'clock. Penguin and Ulverston and La Trobe, the D's, are waiting for the winner of that match.
Just on that, Lee, in the reserves, Penguin will clash with the Circular Head Giants in a match commencing at 12 noon, while in the under-18s, Ulverston will take on the Wynyard Cats, and that match commences at 10 a.m.
All right, so get to those games nice and early. So Penguin and Circular Head, 12 o'clock tomorrow at Girdleston Park, that same venue. Earlier than that even, the under-18s, it's Ulverston and Wynyard. So it's good to see that the Cats have got a side in the proceedings tomorrow. So it promises to be three great games, really. Make a whole day of it there, Kim.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic outing.
Okay, now we did mention about the Darryl Baldock Medal. That's on this coming Sunday, and that will reward the best player in the Crowhorth NWFL over the whole year.
Yes, it will. The Darryl Baldock Medal count and Ambassador Quest. Well, I can't say that I would know who would win it, but I guess Penguin will have a couple of chances in Zach Myercheck and defender Finbar Ray-McCann. Ulverston, Luke Dyson and Tim Mee have played well. Circular Head, their coach Aaron Tuxworth and captain Woody French have both been consistent. For Burnie, Lucas Ford, well, he's had a tremendous year and in a side that's finished on the bottom of the ladder. East Devonport have the speedy Jack Triffitt, who must come under contention. Devonport, Will Huxtable's had a good year. While for La Trobe, there'd be a few taking votes off one another, finishing on top of the ladder, but Josh Holland, who's won the medal before, Rodney Coughlin, and full forward Ryan Keep, who's kicked 100 goals. He'll be up there. While Wynyard may have Hamish Shaw and Sam Kalbfell, who have been consistent.
You've tossed up some great names there, and it depends on how the umpires have seen it right across the whole year. But, it should be an interesting afternoon, that, the Darryl Baldock Medal. And just one thing too, Kim, the annual Wynyard Football Club finals luncheon is on next Friday. So that'll be September 9. That'll be at the Wynyard Footy Club Rooms. They have a guest speaker, the 400-game legend, Dustin Fletcher. Premiership player, 93, 2000, best and fairest winner, All-Australian. He's done it all, hasn't he? And 400 games, and of course he retired last season. So grab your tickets from LJ Hooker in Wynyard. Give Darcy Lino a buzz, or you can ring the Wynyard Footy Club director. It's $50, and you get a two-course luncheon. And I'm sure you'll learn a lot from the big number 31 from the Bombers, Dustin Fletcher. Should be a big afternoon there, Kim.
Yeah, I've actually heard Dustin before, and look, I'd urge everyone around the Wynyard area to get there because it'll be a great night.
And we thank Newman's Home Furnishings and also Dargaville Windows for helping out there, and of course LJ Hooker in Wynyard. We'll have a bit of a chat about that again next Friday when we catch up, and we'll preview the Crowhorth NWFL Grand Final. It's La Trobe versus either Penguin or Ulverston. Get amongst and see those three games, as you did mention there, Kim. You have a great day. Have a top weekend. We'll talk some more again next Friday morning.
I'll look forward to it, Lee.